All right. This is Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD. This is Healthline Live. Let's go to Tom in Orlando. Any other question about tobacco chewing? Don't do it is the answer.
Well, I agree with you, Doctor, but I have a friend I haven't seen for a long time. He wrote me a note. He's in his mid to late 40s, lives in the Northwest, very robust life, you know, hunting, fishing, chopping wood, etc. He wrote this note. He said, I chewed Red Man for 20-plus years and can count the number of times I was ever sick on one hand. I quit a couple years ago, and I've lost count of how many times I've been sick since then. Okay. I'm starting to contemplate some intensive therapy, and I think he means going back to the tobacco.
Well, you know, it's funny. You've poisoned yourself and damaged the system. Now you stop the poisoning, and the body is unable to do the detox and get itself back on its feet, so you think that by returning to the poison, you'll feel good again.
So are you suggesting...
That is irrational.
Yeah, but are you suggesting that he's been getting sick since then?
Not at all. That's a coincidence. If he returns to it, he'll be sick just as often or more often.
Okay.
Okay, so no, he's made a mistake doing that, and it harms the body. It's very hard on the body.
To chew that.
Oh, my God.
Well,
you see the condition of the...
Well, it's not as bad as smoking, is it?
I'd say in terms of the mouth and the lymphs, it's much worse.
Okay.
Much worse. So you're saying
it's just a coincidence that after he quit, after using it for 20 years, that he's gotten sick a lot more?
I would say absolutely.
And you think that if he goes back on the chewing tobacco, that he will not
he'll be sick just as often or maybe more.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Doctor.
You're welcome, Pete.